Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Quran Quest on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and my guest speaker, Sayyid Salman Naghavi, a faculty member of Al-Mustafa University. Sayyid, welcome and greetings to you.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Thank you very much.
Welcome. We have started discussing Surah Al-Takfir for a while now. We talked about its naming, the title that was given to this chapter, as well as the reason of revelation. And we talked about some of the questions revolving the happenings that would happen in the future. And it was actually predicted and prophesied, actually, to be honest, by God regarding, the days before the day of resurrection. Well, before we move on with our program Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio and this or the discussion of this chapter, Surah Al-Takfir, let's listen to a few verses of this chapter and then we come back and we continue with our question. Stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
إذا الشمس كورت.
When the sun is wrapped up in darkness.
وإذا النجوم كدرت.
And when the stars fall dispersing.
وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ.
And when the mountains are removed.
We are back to the program Quran Quest on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and my guest speaker, Sayyid Salman Naghavi, a faculty member of Al-Mustafa University. We are still discussing and talking about Surah Al-Takfir. Sayyid, let's talk about actually Kuvrat, where the title of this chapter was originated from, right? What do we mean by Kuvrat?
Yes, as we said, it is the infinitive form of, Takwir, the name is the infinitive form, and Kuvrat is the past tense.
Yes.
It's in the passive form, Kuvrat.
Yes.
Kuvrat. Kuvra, yukavvero. The present tense is yukavvero.
Mm-hmm.
Takwiran is the infinitive form.
Mm-hmm.
And then kuvira, kawara would be the active form.
Mm-hmm.
When the agent of the subject of this verb is mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
But here, when you remove the agent and change kawara to kuvira, it becomes passive.
Yes.
And is ashamsu kuvirat.
Mm-hmm.
When the sun is wound up,
mm-hmm.
or shall be wound
or
up.
Or darkened, yes.
Or it becomes darkened.
Mm-hmm.
Kuvirat comes from the winding up, as if we, this the winding up of the amama that we wear, the turban which we wear on our heads.
Yes.
And there it is referred to as kuvirat.
Right.
It has been wound up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, or is it, the darkening of the sun. So the actual, kuvirat also could mean that it is actually, it could imply winding up would mean that it becomes completely, extinguished.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes the translation is made by different translators, some extinguished, darkened, or maybe, for example, wound up. So the literal meaning would be wound up.
Mm-hmm.
But it could imply that it is, the flame has extinguished, it
yes.
has become darkened.
Mm-hmm.
And so Idha, this surah is beginning with Idha. And as I said, it's the
conditional form.
It's the article which shows that it is the conditional form. It is showing that is something is happening all of a sudden. And 11 other similar verses are there, all of them beginning with Idha.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, we have in the Holy Quran, we have in all seven chapters, which all of them begin with Idha.
Mm-hmm. Seven chapters.
Yes, seven chapters are there. Which all of them, they are common, that they begin with Idha. Surah Al-Waqi'ah, Surah Al-Takwir, Surah Al-Infitar, Surah Al-Inshiqaq, Surah Al-Zilzal, Al-Munafiqoon, Wal-Nasr,
mm-hmm.
apart from Takwir. And most of them are talking about the day of judgment.
Mm.
Most of these seven surahs are talking about the day of judgment. So this is a common theme amongst these, most of these seven ones.
It's very interesting that God wanted to actually admonish people with Ezah, right?
To remind them, to warn them, to be, tell them to be aware, to be take behold, to remember that this day is coming. So get prepared for it. So as far as when we're talking about the basic pillars of faith, this one is the most motivating one because, you know, as human beings, we like, we want things which are pleasing for us. We go after things which attract us,
mm-hmm.
are beautiful, they have beauty, elegance. We are attracted by them.
Yes.
But things which are evil, which are bad, which are, you know, hurt us, we want to prevent ourselves, to safeguard ourselves, to protect ourselves from those things.
Defend ourselves, yes.
And if you there's a situation where you're going to get something which is good, and in the same time you're going to get something bad.
Yes.
You're going at a crossroads. If you go down this path, you will get something which is good, and you have to make a decision that if I go down this path, it will be something which is beneficial for me, but apart from that, I will be making a great deal of loss.
Right.
I will be facing a great deal of loss. I'll be losing something.
Mm.
So what is... But if I go down the other path, the benefit is less, but the danger that I avert is much more. So at this crossroads, human beings would certainly choose which path. The path which goes down, even if the benefit is not that much, the loss is not so great.
Mm.
So people, as human beings, instinctively, we want to avert danger then,
yes.
As compared as to, you know, getting something which is
yes.
beneficial.
Maximum pleasure, minimum pain.
Exactly. So the pain is something which we say, oh God, relieve us of this pain. We don't want anything from you.
Yes.
I don't want anything good. Just relieve me of this pain.
Exactly.
So trying to prevent ourselves and protect ourselves from falling into the fire of hell is a much more motivating factor than the fact that you want to do something for the love of God.
Right.
So that, you know, human instinct makes you take more precaution.
Mm.
So the emphasis on the day of judgment and that it shall come about in any case, and it will come all of a sudden, and you have to be always prepared for it.
Mm.
So amongst those three or four or five pillars of faith that we have, this one is the most motivating one.
I see.
So this has been emphasized in the Quran, and this is something, yes, as I said, talking about God, talking about the prophethood, you can, you know, you speculate, you can use reasoning. About the actual happening of the day of resurrection can also be somehow proven rationally that such a day should come.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But will it come and what will happen on that day? There's no way of rationally, philosophically, scientifically, in any way, you don't have any sort of, you know, peephole to look into and say, what is going to happen on that day.
Yes.
And the only source that can provide that information is revelation.
Exactly. Thank you very much. Let's take a short break and then we'll be back and continue our program, Quran Quest, on RIB English Radio. Stay tuned.
You are listening to Quran Quest on Iran Radio.
Welcome back to the program Quran Quest on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jahad, hosting this program, and Sayyid Salman Naghavi, my guest speaker, a faculty member of Al-Mustafa University. We are discussing Surah Al-Takwir, this great chapter of the Noble Quran. Well, Sayyid, we talked about the first verse, and now let's move on to the second verse of this chapter, Takwir, right? When the stars scatter... Yes. What does it mean?
So the literally it means it's talking about the stars. So it's about the heaven, the stars that we see in the skies. No doubt there's nothing apart from that.
Mm-hmm.
And in kadarat means something which may, you know, slip out of its place, go out of its place. That's been translated into slipping out of the place. When it
go out of its orbit, you mean?
Maybe darkening, losing their lights. scattering about. The translation made by Ali Quli Qara'i.
Yes, is a scatter.
Is scattering.
Yeah.
So in Kadurat, it comes from Kadira in Arabic, Kudurat. It may mean Kudur, Kadir, to become...
Like going dark.
Becoming dark.
Yes.
Or it may mean something like Intatharat, is a Nujum Intatharat. Mm-hmm. When they scatter, when they, they come out of their orbit.
Disperse.
So it could mean either of these two. It's something which is not, it is out of the usual.
Yes.
You see, we know that there are billions and billions of stars. There's billions and billions of stars. There are billions of galaxies, and every galaxy has billions of stars, maybe the Milky Way, the Milky Way. And the stars which we are observing just now, the observable part of the universe.
Mm. Not the invisible.
No, it's visible, it is physical, but we can't, when we look up in the heavens today, just in the night, and even in the day, if there wasn't sunlight, the stars would be there.
Yes.
So what is the Quran talking about? Is that samaun, is that nujumun kadarat? They will be scattered, they will run out of light. The same will happen as will happen to the sun. All of them become, blighted out. All of them will lose their light, extinguished completely.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is the Day of Judgment, what's going to happen on the Day of Judgment is talking about the upheaval in the whole of the universe? Or is it just talking about the visible universe that we can observe?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, when the Quran was talking about this universe, about the stars, it was talking about the stars which we can see shining in the sky in the nighttime.
Yes.
But that's only as we know today, as science has also proven it. I mean, when the Quran was revealed, we didn't have these facts at our disposal. That's why I'm saying that scientific discovery does help us
Account for some of the events.
Even then, it's going to be bringing up more questions to us. I mean, is the Day of Judgment, when the Quran is talking about the Day of Judgment, the whole of the universe as it is today, with this whole vastness, is so vast that even today some scientists are saying that it may be infinite.
Mm-hmm.
What does infinite mean? Again, that's a problem. It's a philosophical, physical issue.
Yes, that's another issue.
Infinite is another issue. There is the expanse of the universe. But what is clear, that the sky, which we can see and which is visible, it's much beyond what is visible.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's for sure, yeah.
So is the Quran is talking about is an nujumun kadarat, all the skies, all the stars which are visible to us and not visible, not in the not because they're not they're something non-physical. They're physical, but our senses, the five senses, the material senses which we have, and all the instruments that we can employ today, they can't reach out to the vastness of the... You can't come to the end of the universe and find something.
Exactly.
So the question shall remain till maybe Imam Izwan comes and tells us that the Quran implies is nujumun kadarat. Does it mean all what is there in the physical universe there will be a great upheaval in the whole universe?
Or the first heaven with the stars that we see, for example.
Maybe.
Thank you very much, Sayyid. That was a very nice point. Actually, let's take our program to an end here. And thank you for joining us, the program Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Javad, and my guest speaker, Sayyid Salman Naghavi, signing off. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Quran Quest, the program that answers your Quranic questions.